Wanting the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Yes, hi. I've got two ringnecks.
Yes.
And one has just started fighting with the other. I have separated them now, though.
Mm-hmm.
But one's got a bit of a... it started to bleed on the foot. It's not broken. It's not... It doesn't seem to be hurting them.
Okay.
I was just wondering if I can clean it with warm, salty water at all.
Okay. So it's not an open wound. It's just like a...
No. Little... It's not an open wound.
Okay. Like you can use just a saline solution or dilute betadine. You can use just a weak tea solution of betadine just to clean it up. If there's any open wounds or anything like that, potentially might need to be seen, antibiotics, pain relief, things like that. But if it's just superficial cut, you can try a bit of, dilute betadine or the saline just to give it a little bit of a wipe over if it's indicated.
Yeah, awesome, because, that's the first time that's ever happened, and we've had them for a good couple of years now.
Yeah, are they male, female, two males, two females?
Male, female.
Yep, okay. It is breeding season.
Yeah, that's never happened. I'm like, what in the world is happening right now?
Yeah, it is breeding season as well. So how old are they?
Probably about three.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that might play a part of why it potentially might have happened. It could have been something totally different as well. But, just bear in mind it is a breeding season at the moment. And
And how long does that last for?
Breeding season is generally September through to March,
but
it has been going on longer just because we've had all the rain and the weather's all suited and everything. So it has set the birds into breeding a lot longer than what they generally indicate.
Yeah. Is it all right if I leave the one that's got the sore leg or whatever just in a cat carrier?
Definitely to monitor and make sure that we're eating. Like if we're having any discomfort, not perching or anything like that, and not gripping the perch as much.
Oh, no, it was flying around and straight up onto the curtain rod.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
completely flying like that.
Yeah, so you just keep an eye, because, if they're holding up and just a bit tentative to put their foot down and fully grip the perch, it will have discomfort and any inflammatories would be indicated then.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
So diluted betadine.
Yep, or if you don't have that, just a saline solution will be okay just to clean it with. But, just a very weak tea-looking colour, just change the water slightly to the light tinge of betadine will be fine.
Okay.
If you don't have that, but if we're doing fine, it doesn't need cleaning, then you can just leave it.
Yeah, I just wanted to clean it up just to make sure that there is nothing wrong.
Yep.
It's only dry blood now, though.
Yeah.
So just
be careful. Like if it is a wound of some sort, if you wipe away the dry blood, they could be dislodge any clot or anything there. But that would be a substantial wound as well. So you would see that before you go ahead.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all the best. If you do want to make an appointment, just give us a call.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.